This is the Professional Patients Podcast with Ruben and Ollie.
Recording, darling.
Right.
It's hot.
How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How's you? Are you well?
I'm doing very well. Yeah? I'm doing very well. Despite an article
I
by
did
the
it
Guardian,
again. I just took a big old sip of my tea.
All right, mate. I think
I apologise.
I think our audience are way past that. If they're still putting up with this, I think they're way past us slurping tea all over the microphone.
What's this about the Guardian? What have they done?
They put an article out.
Yeah.
About saying Shrek isn't the bee's knees.
That's disgusting. Also, I can't read, so that's even more disgusting.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you about it later off mic. But
disgusting.
I just thought, because we mentioned Shrek last time.
Yes.
I thought it was only fair that we mention him again.
Yeah. And I mean, he's a beautiful guy.
But what are we actually talking about today?
We are talking about friendships, a bit of families. It's in with our chapters of friendships we're talking about today. That sounds quite cute.
It does.
I think that's
is.
The closest thing to an American podcast we're ever going to get. We're talking about friendships today, Ruben.
So
but
today,
more importantly, specifically, we're talking about like what's the best way to support like a transplant patient or someone with a long-term difficulty. Again, this is a very personal one.
Yeah,
I'm not
going to
be talking on behalf of everyone. Like even with just us
with
two
just us
talking,
two.
There's going to be differences.
Of course.
But
of course.
Maybe
even
just to
we
give
have
a heads up. Like,
yeah.
Bit of basic general advice.
No, exactly.
Because I get asked a lot of like new transplant patients and their families.
Same.
The main question that comes up with me is, like, okay, how do I support my son or daughter?
Yeah.
Like, what's the best thing to do? And I'm like, well, I won't lie to you. That's very personal.
I can't
offer that advice, you know.
Everyone's different, right? And like we always say with this, this is why we've started this little episodic series thing. Because there's no one size fits all, but we can give you our experiences.
Yeah.
And if you can take something from that, then great. But yeah, like, mate, do you want to go first?
I mean, yeah, I'm quite easy to support, to be honest, pal.
Yeah.
I think you're sitting there smiling like, yeah, you are. Like 100%, you're the easiest guy going. Just don't change.
Yeah.
just if you treat me like rubbish in a jokey friendship kind of way.
Of course, yeah.
The last thing I want you to do. Okay, I'm going to use an example.
Do it.
I'm going to use
story
an example.
Story time is always best.
2011, I had major surgery. The old cut open, let's stick Ollie's stomach to his face kind of major surgery.
Yeah.
And they put my stoma in so I could catheterize via my stoma. And it was big surgery. I had three catheters in. I was out of school for, like, in and out, you know what it's like after surgery at the best of times.
Of course.
But when it's major surgery, I was out of school for, I want to say it was about 3 months, maybe just under. Like, I'd go in when I could, but it wasn't a full-time thing because I'd always have hospital or something like that.
You're not physically fit.
No, exactly.
Let alone mentally able to take on notes or whatever schoolwork you were doing.
Yeah, exactly. Also, I was in hospital, so that's a bit difficult.
Bit of a difficult one, yeah. How did your friends and family like support you during that time?
So my family were brilliant, like they're on the wall with me, making sure I needed everything. And like when I was at home, I was waited on hand and foot, I think that's the saying.
Yeah.
Treat like a king, basically.
This is it. Like a king.
Which, to be honest, I'm not complaining about, especially at that time because I genuinely couldn't do much.
Yeah.
You know, I had a big old brand new scar, hurt like hell to move around. As I'm sure you can imagine, and it was a struggle to like, and also I wasn't actually allowed to pick things up.
Yeah,
a kettle was too heavy after surgery to pick up, so I needed support and doing those kind of basic things. but the way my family work with me, which I love, is very much they're like, you ask us when you need help, because we're not, you know, you're an adult, or like at that time I was a teenager kind of thing, and I've been doing this all my life by them. So it's very much, you tell us when you need help, knowing full well, I will absolutely turn around and say, I need a hand with this.
Of course.
Can you do this? Can you do that? But at the same time, I'm, like, they're not being, like, my carers, if you will, kind of thing. They're supporting me. They're not taking it too far. I've still got my own way of doing things. I can still be an independent person.
Like, on your own,
On my own and still doing things, but I just need that extra hand sometimes, which is all good.
I think one thing I will add to your own life that you know more about than I do, but one thing I will add is lockdown.
Yes.
So during lockdown, so we spoke about family, you spoke about family just now.
Yeah.
But you were blessed with the best, as some would say.
Yes.
With your friends picking up tablets and things for you and stuff like that. Obviously, it's not the same as being in surgery, obviously, you know, different situation. But again, it comes down to that's one obvious physical way a friend can support you if, you know,
they were
in that kind of situation where you physically can't go to the pharmacy because, you know, you're a high-risk patient and so on.
And I was in lockdown and it was quite illegal. But
it would have been illegal.
Also dangerous.
Dangerous to your health. Yeah. So I think, but for me, I think because, so this is the thing that's interesting to me because we've had this since birth, right? So our parents have thankfully decided to take upon, don't want to use the word burden, even though I do feel like a bit of a burden.
Yeah,
they've taken on that responsibility of obviously taking care of us from day one, whether it's, you know, obviously at the beginning where they're learning more about this condition and then moving on to taking us to hospital appointments and this, that and the other.
Yeah.
So that was obviously the way they're supporting us physically. But yeah, again, I think I'm in a similar way to what you said with friends. Like I just like being treated the same, man.
Yeah.
If I can, you know, ideally that would be the way forward. So this is the thing, we both recorded with Lewis recently.
Yeah.
And he made a really good point about how it's insidious, how being a transplant patient, having kidney problems is insidious. You don't see it on the outside.
Yeah.
Much like with mental health, you don't see the pains that you're going through or the problems that you're going through you don't see it on the outside.
It's not obvious at all. You could walk past us in the street and just think it's two
who are these
completely
two
healthy guys. Are they, you know, such snacks?
Yeah, why are they such?
But really, the things we're snacking on is anti-rejection medication.
This is it.
And catheters.
Can I get some of that Pred?
Yeah. Oh, hit me up with that MMF, please.
This is it. That's like, this is a thing, because it's something that you don't see on the outside. I think we've naturally just decided to live, you know, just continue life as if, you know. But that, again, that's just us, man. Like, I know there's forums, kidney forums out there where people aren't comfortable. And I think on that topic of bringing up forums, I think that's a really good way of people reaching out for help as well.
Especially if you're new to the transplant community. There's a couple on Facebook. Was it Young Adults Kidney? Is that
the Young Adults Kidney group?
They're really good.
I'm not on Facebook, but they do fantastic things to kind of like...
They're really... It's also just nice, like, you meet other transplant patients.
Yeah.
And it's small things where I might crack a catheterizing joke, and that people will understand that. And I know it sounds weird, but that's quite nice.
No,
that adds a bit of normality to everything we have to do on a daily basis, and it's quite nice.
And it's just fun because you just laugh about it and you move on.
Group.
You
it's a good it support group, which you make good mates through,
this
which we did through the ward instead.
Well, this is a thing.
Back in my day.
So yeah, this is a thing because we had that life. In real life interaction on the ward where we'd talk to each other, we'd have issues, whatever, because we're all on the ward for the same thing.
Yeah.
The topic of kidney health doesn't even come up. No, oh, mate, you're going for a biopsy today. All right, cool. I'll speak to you on the other side.
Yeah, I hope it goes well.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, give us a shout if you need anything.
Yeah.
Otherwise, okay, cool.
All right.
And what?
Ollie, how you doing? You're right there?
Yeah, you good?
Which one did you go for? You went for the cottage pie?
No. I want the lamb curry.
Yeah, that's it. Swap. You know what I mean? Swap. Yeah, cool.
Bed 6, bed 7, swap.
But that's what it was, really, really and truly. We joke about it. And now it's so good that kind of you've got social media technology coming in and helping people, especially when they're different parts of the world or different parts of England as well. You know, I think it's really kind of, you know, really good. But I think, again, this is it. We're just speaking on our experiences, even within us, mate, like you hinted at the beginning, like I'm quite different.
Yeah.
So there's certain friends groups where I just keep it moving. I don't talk about it.
Okay.
And I'm just, you know... they don't know about it, obviously. And that's fair. Or they don't know enough about it. Now they do because they tuned into the podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're learning more. Like I think I mentioned to you early on, like one of my mates, he messaged me saying, geez, I didn't realise that this was actually to the extent, because when we see you, you're laughing around, you're joking, you're fun, you're friendly, whatever. And it's like, I like that. I don't want to be, you know.
You don't want to be like, you know, kidney transplant patient Ruben. Oh, that's Ruben. Yeah, I think he's had a transplant, but that's Ruben.
But that's Ruben. Like, did you know he had a transplant?
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
I don't even know.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
I get that. Yeah.
I prefer that kind of thing. Another thing I would say in terms of if you're like, if we're physically breaking down what I think would be a how to.
Yeah.
Again, this is just my general advice or opinion or whatever, or things that I know that my friends have done, is read up about your problems. So look into, okay, so Ruben's going to be on dialysis. Okay, so what is dialysis? I don't know what that is. Let me ask Ruben. Okay, so at the time, I didn't really know much about the science behind it. I just knew that it's going to be some treatment that's going to make me feel better.
Yeah.
Then as you're on the treatment, you're reading more about it and this, that, and the other. And they learn about your condition more,
yeah.
which makes people more understanding. It sounds straightforward. And if people, if these are your friends and your family that want to invest time, that they have invested time in you to be a friend, to be there as a support
Invest in us, please.
Invest in us, please. We will take any sponsors.
Please.
What's that, Manscaped doing numbers? I don't know. I told you, mate, I told you from day one Vaseline would be a solid shout, or any lip balm.
100%.
I would love to be a sponsor for lip balm.
Mate, the medication dries me up so much.
I think we should.
I'm like a Dorito at the moment with how just dry I am.
Is it tangy cheese? I've forgotten the flavour.
Help! Help! Moisturise me! Like that weird Doctor Who face.
But yeah, I think yeah, it comes down to learning about learning about these things. Do you not think?
Yeah, but I was going to say with me, it's kind of like a. It's a fine line. Like my mates through school who were like growing up together, non-transplant mates, they know the fine line with me where 99% of the time I'm absolutely happy to talk about my medical stuff.
Right.
I'm more than happy to, like they'll ask how the hospital's. So we've got this thing where, pardon me, it's now really casual to ask about my hospital stuff, which for me is perfect. That's what I want. I don't want it to be a big thing.
Do you know why? Sorry, I'm jumping in here. Do you know why that is?
What?
Because you've started that dialogue with people from early stage in the friendship.
Exactly.
So that's why with me, it's a little bit different because I don't talk about it.
Yeah.
And then suddenly Ruben goes absent for 2 years, 3 years.
Exactly, yeah.
So this is kind of my way of saying, guys, listen to Ollie and but carry on.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, so, but like, it's a very casual conversation. So like, okay.
And it's become
a conversation. Let's say, like, past examples I've done, I've had a hospital appointment. They know I've got a hospital appointment because they'll ask me, oh yeah, when you next got hospital, and I'll give them a date and, oh, what are you getting done? Oh, it's just a, you know, full blood count, blood test, normal stuff. Just a checkup. Nothing exciting, quite boring. I'll be honest with you. And then I'll be like, oh yeah, we're going to the pub this evening. Yeah, cool, I'll join you when I can. Like, I just might be running over because hostel's busy.
This is it, yeah.
You know, yeah, appointments get pushed back, blah, 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 all the normal stuff. I might need an ultrasound, whatever.
Yeah.
But they're like, yeah, that's fine, just join us whenever. Just send us a text when you're on your way just to make sure you don't have wasted journey.
Yeah.
But it's casual. Like, they're not overdoing it. They're not bothering me 24/7 about what's happening now.
What
did that blood test say? What did it give us updates? Mm. Which is lovely when people do that. It's really nice. But I personally much prefer it of like, I will tell, they know I will tell them if there's an issue, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't need to worry about that. And then I'll get to the pub and they'll be like, how'd it go? And I'll be like, yeah, yeah, it's all good.
All good.
And that's all they need.
And that's
that's all they need. Because they know with me, I will sit there. If there was an issue, I'll be like, guys, girls, listen, lads and lasses, listen, there's a bit of an issue, I've got a bit of rejection, this is the plan, this is how we're going to do it. And then they go, okay, how can we help? Because they know, as my mates, that's all they need to know. And they know that I will sit there and go, right, I'm going to be feeling horrible, I might be having a bad kidney day. The only thing you can do is please carry on being you.
Of course.
Being my mates, but just if we slow things down. Like, we're going on a pub crawl. Okay, well, I will go on the pub crawl, but I won't be drinking. I'll just be having, like, soft drinks and water kind of thing because I'm in a bit of rejection, you know.
No, of course, but you're the kind of person who, you know, like, we're all different, don't get me wrong, and we might be more sociable and more friendly when we drink, but when we drink alcohol, obviously, but we can be sociable without, and not everyone, regardless, like, transplant or not, health conditions or not, can have that. Trying to burp as quietly as I can is quite difficult, mate, sorry. Yeah, so...
Just cough, it's fine. Just cough.
Clear throat. Sorry, that was quite disgusting.
Disgusting.
Yeah, so it was very much like... I think we don't really need the alcohol to make us more...
No.
I'd like to think more kind of sociable or whatever.
No.
So that's another thing to kind of think about with... Also, not all social meetups have to involve... I know, like, you go to parks often, like, at the Common, and you chill out.
I was just using that as an example. Like, a lot of the time, it'd be like, you know, like the climbing gym.
Yeah.
Like, I'll meet you at the climbing gym, I'll tell you how it's gone after that. And they know that. But, like...
But the fact that you're even turning up shows that, okay, everything's all right with Ollie today because of... You know,
but, yeah, I've been, like, with my friendship group, especially, and, like... what do you call it, like non-mum dad, like aunties and uncles and stuff, if we got a big family meetup, they know the only reason I wouldn't be able to turn up is if there's a genuine reason.
Of
That's
course.
The point I've worked it to. They of know course, that I might be running a bit late, but that's because hospital's run over, but there's not actually an issue.
Yeah.
They know, I don't have to describe that to them because I've been open and honest them about the whole shebang.
Yeah.
And it's all a bit boring. But I feel we haven't actually answered the question.
I'm like, kind of okay with
it's
that.
It's quite a personal thing, isn't it?
Well,
it's
this
quite
is a thing, mate.
I think in general,
even
let's give it a bit of a generalisation.
Can I just jump in before you do? Because I feel like that would be a nice little way to summarise things in general.
QS, go on.
But coming back to this whole point of how can your family support you, I think we are very aware and grateful of the fact that it was immediate family members who stepped up to donate us.
Yes.
So that does bring a family together.
Oh, 100%.
That, in my case, it has, and in your case, it definitely
has. Yeah, we've been lucky it has.
We've been very lucky it has. I'm sure that's not always the case, sadly, in certain families and communities.
Yeah.
But, you know, in our case, that has. So I guess my kind of put you on the spot question for today is, how would it be for Joe Bloggs in somewhere who has received a transplant from kind of, you know, from someone they don't know, they've passed away sadly, but they've made the fantastic choice of giving an organ to them. How do they reach out?
As in, like,
for support?
It's gonna sound horrible, but they kind of
speak about it, really,
they just have to be open and honest. Like, they have to turn up, because your mates and your family aren't mind readers. They might be able to tell, okay, you're feeling a bit down because you're not your normal self. But if they're new to the
community,
new to the community, like, your family and friends are doing their best to support you as well. They're new to all this as well.
It's very true.
If not more so. I've always said that for me, having the transplant, I've actually had it pretty easy.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm the one who's just, you know, oh yeah, you're having a transplant, so hard. It's difficult, but really, the actual surgery itself, mate, you're just knocking me out. I'm having a sleep.
Yeah.
Like, but
and it's
not
one of the best sleeps I've had in a long time.
Exactly. Like, if ever.
Morphine.
You know, knock me out, please. But for friends and family, they're awake for those 8 hours worrying about how it's going for me and all that kind of stuff.
Of course, yeah.
But you just got to just turn around to people and be like, I am struggling.
Yeah.
Like, and then kind of going, especially if it's new family, because, okay, they might not know how you're struggling.
Yeah.
You just have to be honest. Just be like, today is physically a bad kidney day, for example. I'm just using that as an example.
Yeah.
Can we just slow things down? Or yes, I know living with your parents and they're giving you chores to do. If you're the parents giving your son or daughter chores to do, you know, just be like, yeah, okay, yeah, 100% get those done.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm not saying take away chores from you. No, try and start it, son and daughter, but maybe understand that things might just be a bit slower.
Yeah,
because
just do it in your own time.
You're feeling a bit rough.
Yeah,
Unless, of course, you know, you're having a perfect kidney day, things are going really well, then, you know,
I think
stop using that as an excuse.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know, don't be that person.
Yeah, like, exactly. Don't be that.
Because otherwise, that just destroys all trust between.
Well, this is it.
Because
exactly.
If you're using that card constantly, and you come into the transplant community, and people like me will turn around and I'm going to call you out.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
enjoy that. And also, your mates can't support you if they don't know when you actually genuinely need your support. And
it's
friends.
It's the boy
as well.
Who cried wolf, isn't
exactly.
it? Exactly.
100%.
Like, you know, oh, but I thought you weren't here or you weren't there and whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I remember there was a period, like this was going back to secondary school like a while ago, but I wasn't able to have cheese.
Mm.
So I had to have chicken wings.
Mm.
Really ran, like, well, I take that back. We went, it was a birthday party for a mate, and he ordered pizza, mum and dad all ordered pizza, and they were like, are you okay? And I said, this is going to sound really strange and funny, but I can't have cheese at the moment because my stomach's, you know, this, that, and the other.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was like, that's completely fine. What can I get for you?
Yeah.
And I was just like, I'd rather not eat because I'm going to be sitting here with a box of chicken wings.
Okay.
And everyone else is having pizza and I just look different. I feel different.
Yeah.
But she was so sweet, man. She said, listen, still get the chicken wings from Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
Still going to be ordering at the same place. I can let everyone know. They will love you anyway.
Yeah.
Your earphone's fallen out.
Yep, 100%. It's all right.
Do you want to quickly stick it back
absolutely
in?
Absolutely not, because I just realised I haven't been plugged in for the entire thing. So, we're all good.
Oh,
ignore the seagull that apparently just flew into the room when Ruben was laughing there. Damn,
I don't know if it was a seagull or a dolphin or a seagull.
Yeah, wait, we just got like, basically London Aquarium was just flowing it, swam in. Like, honk, honk. But supporting,
so
but
it was a visible thing. But this is a really, like, I'll always remember that moment because we're talking about how your friends and family and family of the friends can support you. She was so wonderful to just step in and be like, listen, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
If you can eat it, if not, or do you want me to call your mum? Or
yeah.
I can find
I
out. What can I do to help you? And it that was a really touching moment for me growing up, especially when you don't want to be different. But then when his mum's got involved, it's like, oh, okay, no, we're all going to listen to mum and so on and so forth. So, yeah, man.
But, yeah, like, growing up with me, I was clinically anorexic for the first 7 years of my life because my kidneys would not allow me to eat, basically.
Same. I told you, like, we'd go to McDonald's, I'd get a Happy Meal, and I would peel off the cheese. I'd give Dad the pickles. I'd peel off the cheese, eat the cheese.
Yeah, I couldn't even do that.
And then I'd give the burger and stuff to Dad.
I couldn't even do that. Mine was just purely...
Couldn't eat physically.
Anything that passed my mouth. It was a solid food. And that's... Mm. I won't go into details, but I couldn't keep it down.
Yeah. Growing up through feeding tubes.
Yeah, growing up through school, I used to have like this grim milkshake, which everyone knows.
Oh my gosh.
But my mates... I always felt different with that. Yeah. But I was really lucky with my mates at school growing up through that, that... At first, they were like, oh, what's that? And once I explained it, they were like, okay, cool. Yeah. And that was it. So during lunch, I would still go and have lunch with them, but my lunch would be that medication, that milkshake. Definitely. And I never felt any different. And they would understand that, okay, Ollie's rocking. Like, I would literally sit there and rock to get this down me because it was just, I don't know why, I just... That mentally helped me do it, get it down me. You do anything you can to get the meds down you,
exactly.
kind of thing. And they wouldn't be judgmental of me. They would take the mick out of me sometimes, but in like a very... Okay, yeah, this,
we're with you,
if we turn this into a joke, we know you well enough to know actually that might be helping you, actually. Yeah. And it would be small things which might not sound like a big thing, but it'd be like, yeah, we got football at like 2 o'clock. Oh, Ollie's not here yet because he's just finished his medication. It will push it back 10 minutes till Ollie's ready.
Yeah.
And it would be like small things like that would be like, that's the perfect thing that me personally, that's the perfect amount of sport I need. Where it's like,
just adapt.
Just small things where, like, I'm not asking them to move, you know, heaven, hell on earth for me kind
of
thing.
Yeah.
But it's just small subtle things of like, oh yeah, we're going into London, I'll see you at 3 o'clock. I'll be like, okay, I might be 4 o'clock. That's fine. We'll meet you at, like, we'll be here, meet us there at 4. Yeah, like, we're not changing things, but just we're keeping you updated where we are. You're not being left behind, mate. Definitely. Don't worry about it. Same with family, like similar things. Family can, like, if your son or daughter's had a transplant, just don't change who you are. Don't change things around too much. Yeah. Try and keep that stability going. Is that a word? You know what I'm trying to say?
No, I think you're right. I think it's exactly that, mate. Sustainability. Because I think it's just difficult because we're the children involved, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't imagine, you know, if I'm lucky enough to be a father at some point in the future.
Yeah.
If I was to see my son or daughter go through that.
Exactly.
I'm obviously going to treat them differently. If I had two children and one was inverted commas normal and the other one had a long-term health condition, you best believe that I'm going to try and accommodate for them where I can.
Yeah.
So it's very difficult. And that's just me. Obviously, I'm not a parent at this stage. I'm not, you know. But it just makes me think, like, it is a very difficult, you know, shout out to all the parents out there. Generally. But, like, you know, to really try and accommodate for
100%.
Like, someone who's...
But not even just, like, direct family. But, like your family and me, for example. Like, I'll have dinner around yours kind of thing. Okay, Ollie can't eat peanuts. Time menu would change for that.
Yeah.
But it would be...
But that's a little thing.
That's just
thing.
Really relaxed.
Yeah.
They wouldn't make a big thing. They'd be like, oh yeah, no worries. Okay, cool. So we're just going to cook this instead.
Yeah.
And like, okay, that's potentially quite a big change. I know that sounds dumb, but with how chilled your family make it, I'm just like, thank you. Like, that's really nice.
Isn't.
And like other friends' families do the same thing.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, I can't have grapefruit because of some of the medication I'm on.
Of course.
Okay, well, boom. That's out of there. Goodbye.
Even though I do
done.
Love Lilt, but...
Yeah.
You haven't had Lilt yet, have you?
No.
Oh, mate,
it's
we
got grapefruit in it.
First or second episode. It's got great, mate. Listen,
mate, I'm already on like dodgy grounds with my kidney right now. I'm not pushing anything over that limit.
I was hoping to do a live like sip session. We should call it a sip session.
We'll actually have to have the paramedics in.
We'll just invite a guest who's a paramedic. Listen, guys, get in touch.
If you're
a paramedic, listen.
Our consultant, our renal consultant, my renal surgeon, renal urology surgeon will just sit there and be like,
kick the door open, Ruben, that's it.
He'll just be sitting in the corner.
Yeah.
He'll be our special guest of just being like, he'll give a commentary of why I'm an idiot for drinking Lilt in my current stage.
Bright red.
He's bright red. He's currently holding his stomach. Oliver hasn't peed in 3 days now.
Ruben, thank you. All for a can of Lilt. All for a can of Lilt.
All he did was look at the Lilt. yeah, to sum it up, let's give some general steps.
How to.
General advice.
General advice, again, just to reiterate,
this is us
and our experiences.
I was going to say, listen to your mate if they need a talk. That's in general. Not even long-term or transplant, just in general.
That's just general.
Listen to your mate if they're struggling. Like, it's very personalised. So probably the best thing is to turn around to your new long-term new long-term mate. Mate is
maybe... New long-term mate.
Yeah, new long-term mate. Phone contract. I like you, come here.
Yeah, so 3 years. Was that 18 months? All right, cool.
Okay, cool. You're in. Contract signed, done.
It is literally...
Well, like, 3 years' time, we'll have another interview and then go from there. But no, like, mate is struggling with long-term or transplant or whatever medical conditions, like, ask them. Like, I know it sounds dumb. Yeah. Some people might find it awkward, but the best way of doing this, because again, this is personal advice from us, everyone's different. Best way of doing it is sitting there and going, right, okay, how can I help?
Yeah.
Maybe not, it doesn't have to be anything professional. It doesn't have to sound like an interview.
Yeah.
It can literally be like, I don't know, you're on the sideline for a footy match and you're both about to get subbed on. Cool, just have that conversation, really relax there.
Yeah, yeah.
How can I help? And then I can guarantee if you're a transplant patient and you're new to all this, you'll probably know by the time you're out of that hospital how people can help.
Yeah, exactly.
Things might change. If things change and how you don't like how you've been supported, tell people that.
Yeah.
Like, it's a two-way street. You just have to be open. You have to communicate. It's annoying. It's a bit awkward. Some people don't like that. I know it's a bit rubbish.
No, I know.
But unfortunately, people can't read minds. Like, if you're feeling down, tell your mates.
Yeah.
And like, speak also, up. As the transplant patient, support them as well. It's a two-way street.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. And speak up and, yeah. No, I completely agree. I think speak up and if you can and when you're comfortable, like, that's always the kind of disclaimers we give with our episodes, in the sense that if you're comfortable and always, as always, if we haven't made it clear enough, which I feel like we definitely should have, obviously, by now, guys, if you are feeling a certain type of way, feel free to get in touch with us.
Yeah.
Like, you know, our podcast...
Yeah. We're not trained in any way, but we've got the experience on our side that we can
maybe
give a bit of advice.
I feel like I should really drop our Instagram.
Yeah, go for it.
Because, like, so what is it?
Go for it.
It's at Professional Patients, and you can find us on Instagram. You can find Ollie on at... Ollie, what is your Instagram handle?
Ollie.kidney.
Ollie.kidney. There
because
you go.
I am creative.
There you go. Ollie.kidney. That's him. And mine is only built... Number 4, Ruben Links.
Yeah, I've already forgotten it, mate.
Yeah,
I'm not going to lie.
Listen, there's an album.
Just follow the professional Ray patients. Quan. That'll do. That'll do, Donkey.
I don't even need to get the Wu-Tang reference for anyone. For anyone who won't get it, but if you do, props to you. I'm
lovely,
a big Wu-Tang fan.
Chef's
what I will
good.
Say...
Go on, let's finish on that. Because I got a note, you got a note, let's finish it on that.
I just want to finish on this one point, in the sense that only speak when you're comfortable.
Yeah.
Don't force yourself out of it. But
yeah,
as
100%.
A friend, like, so those, if you're listening to us, in terms of as a friend or a family member of someone who has been through this, just speak, like, you know, don't force anything out of someone.
Oh,
because some people will be comfortable.
Yeah.
Some people won't be comfortable.
Yeah. Oh, great, man. Think of light, Rubes.
That's all I
mine was very much like, yeah, don't force someone to talk about it if they're not happy to.
Don't
force at the same time, if you're a mate or a family member and you're struggling, like, you need to look out for yourself. You'll know help to supporting another mate if you're unwell yourself. Just be honest.
Yeah.
Like full aware, if you're turning around and asking me to support you in ways that I can't, I'm going to sit there and be like, Rubes, mate, that ain't happening.
Yeah.
But I can do this for you.
Yeah.
Like, cool. Yeah, Ollie, carry me all the way to the hospital from where we are right now.
Let's do
Not
it.
Not going to lie, Rubes, that ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
But you know what can happen? An Uber.
An Uber. Right?
An Uber.
An Uber can happen.
But yeah, on that lovely note, I think we should love and leave it.
Yeah, I think we should Uber out of here.
We should. Oh, right. Okay, I'm gonna cut right there.
Take care, man.
Much love.
Love you all. Take care.